According to the book, The Emerging Generation, the average teenager consumes 6 hours a day of rock music. It is their most devoted companion. It dictates virtually every detail of their life, from what they wear to what they believe. Dr. Alan Bloom, in his best-selling book, The Closing of the American Mind, writes concerning rock music and young people, quote, "It is their passion. Nothing else excites them as it does. They cannot take seriously anything alien to music." Unquote. I want to take you on a tour through today's rock music. And if you think rock is still the Beatles, I want to hold your hand. Friend, fasten your seatbelt and hold on. You're in for the shock of your life. Homosexual rock star David Bowie in Rolling Stone magazine, February the 12th, 1976, stunned the music world when he stated, quote, "Rock has always been the devil's music. I believe rock and roll is dangerous. I feel we're only heralding something even darker than ourselves," unquote. And yes, something very dark and evil is slithering under the rock. In the song The Conjuring by Megadeth, the real mission of rock is clearly heard as they sing, "I am the devil's advocate, a salesman, if you will. Come join me in my infernal depths." At the end of the song, they all chant, "Obey." In the cover song, The Prince, by the group Metallica, they openly sing of their allegiance. As they sing, "Angel from below, I wish to sell my soul. Devil, take my soul with diamonds you repay. I don't care for heaven, so don't look for me to cry. And I will burn in hell from the day I die." The group Twisted Sister sings in Burning Hell, "Welcome to the abandoned land. Come on in, child, take my hand. Here there's no work or play, only one bill to pay. There's just 5 words to say. As you go down, 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 you're gonna burn in hell." The group Bon Jovi sings in Homebound Train, "When I was just a boy, the devil took my hand, took me from my home, he made me a man, and now I'm going down, down, down on that homebound train." In Smash Hits magazine, Bon Jovi says, quote, "I'd kill my mother for rock and roll. I would sell my soul," unquote. And so would Tommy Sullivan of New Jersey, and Tommy did. Tommy, your typical all-American 14-year-old, one Saturday night slit his own mother's throat and then viciously gouged her eyes out. Tommy then slashed his own wrist and cut his throat from ear to ear with an intensity that nearly decapitated him. Mayor Fran Slagton said, quote, "There's just something that's bothered me about this situation. It bothers me that a good kid like that can go in 2 weeks." Unquote. Tommy's father said later, all week long his son had been singing a rock song about blood and killing your mother. Dr. Paul King, medical director of the adolescent program at Charter Lakeside Hospital in Memphis, Tennessee, says more than 80% of his patients are there because of rock music. He says, quote, the lyrics become a philosophy of life, a religion, unquote. One of the most popular groups in rock history is the group Slayer. Slayer sing of themselves as warriors from the gates of hell. In Lord Satan we trust. Slayer's albums sell in the millions, and song after song is nothing but praise to Satan. Their song Hell Awaits, they sing, Jesus knows your soul cannot be saved. Crucify the so-called Lord. The beginning of their song Hell Awaits contains an obvious backward message. When played forward, here's what is heard. But when played backwards, you clearly hear the real message as they invite their listeners to join us, join us, join us. Does this music affect young people? A Slayer fan writes in Spin magazine, May 1989, quote, I hate your God, Jesus Christ. Satan is my Lord. I sacrifice animals for him. My God is Slayer. It's the words of their music I believe in, unquote. The group Acheron has an album titled The Rites of the Black Mass. On the album, Peter Gilmore of the Church of Satan actually recites the rites of a black mass as the group Acheron, in hellish growl, sings such lyrics as, Glory to thee, almighty Satan. We praise thee. We bless thee. We adore thee. Thou art Lord. Thou alone, almighty Satan. We bless thee. We adore thee. The song Stairway to Heaven by the group Led Zeppelin is the most popular song in rock history. One line of the song says, you know, sometimes words have two meanings. Led Zeppelin should know. The song is drenched in satanic backmasking. One part, when played forward, says, dear lady, can you hear the wind blow, and did you know?
Dear lady, can you hear the wind blow?
But when played backwards, you clearly hear the real message, oh, I will sing because I live with Satan. Friend, this is the number one song in rock and roll history. Just a coincidence? Not hardly. Jimmy Page of Led Zeppelin is a devout follower of Satanist Aleister Crowley. One of Crowley's satanic teachings, learn to cast unsuspected spells on people by talking and singing backwards. Led Zeppelin's song, Houses of the Holy, they sing, let the music be your master. Will you heed the master's call, Satan? One of the top songs of the 70s was the song Hotel California by the supergroup The Eagles. Most people have no idea the song refers to the Church of Satan, which happens to be located in a converted hotel on California Street. Some of the lyrics, and in the master's chambers they're gathered for the feast. They stab it with their steely knives, but they just can't kill the beast.
In the master's chambers, gathered for the feast. They stab it with their steely knives, but they just can't kill the beast. Welcome to the Hotel California.
In inside the alum looking down on the festivities is none other than Anton LaVey, the founder of the Church of Satan and author of the Satanic Bible. The Eagles manager, Larry Salter, admitted in Waco Tribune Herald, February the 28th, 1982, that yes, the Eagles were involved with the Church of Satan. Not surprising, one of the Eagles' songs is titled, Have a Good Day in Hell. The group Kiss leaped on stage, dressed as rock and roll demons, puking blood, breathing fire, and screaming, God of rock and roll will steal your virgin soul. In their song, God of Thunder, they command young people to kneel before Satan as they sing, I'm Lord of the Wasteland, a modern-day man of steel. I gather darkness to please me, and I command you to kneel before the God of Thunder and rock and roll. The spell you're under is going to rob you of your virgin soul. So the group Bow Wow Wow, in their song Prince of Darkness, they openly give an invitation to receive Satan as they sing, so open the door and let Satan in, the Prince of Darkness. The group Sad Iron openly sing, We All Praise the Devil. The group WASP, who proudly admit WASP stands for We Are Sex Perverts, sing in Sleeping in the Fire, Taste the Love, the Lucifer's magic that makes you numb. You feel what it does and you're drunk on love. You're sleeping in the fire. During their concerts, Blackie Lawless of WASP actually drinks blood from a human skull, and they throw hunks of raw meat out into the audience, and young people whipped up in a demonic frenzy will actually eat the raw meat like a wild animal. On the back of their album reads, The gods you worship are still at the altar of rock and roll you kneel. The group Motley Crue sings in Wild Side, I carry my crucifix under my death list. Forward me my mail to me in hell. Our Father who ain't in heaven, be thy name on the wild side. The group Black Sabbath had actually given invitations during their concerts for young people to receive Satan. One of their albums is truthfully titled, We Sold Our Soul for Rock and Roll. Their song N.I.B., Nativity in Black, is one of the most openly satanic songs ever recorded. It's a love song from Lucifer, in which Lucifer invites the listener to please take my hand and love him. The lyrics, some people say my love cannot be true. Please believe me, my love, and I'll show you. I will give you those things you thought unreal. Your love for me has just got to be real. Our love grows stronger now with every hour. Look into my eyes, you'll see who I am. My name is Lucifer. Please take my hand.
Some people say my love cannot be true. Please believe me, my love, and I'll show you.
of the most popular groups in rock is AC/DC. In the song Hell's Bells, they sing, "My lightning's flashing across the sky. You're only young, but you're gonna die. I won't take no prisoners, won't spare no lives. Nobody's putting up a fight. I got my bill, I'm gonna take you to hell. I'm gonna get you, Satan get you." The Satanist Richard Ramirez, known as the Night Stalker who terrorized California, claims AC/DC's song Night Prowler compelled him to murder and sacrifice at least 14 people to Satan. The group Pink Floyd sings in the song Sheep, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. With bright knives he releaseth my soul. He maketh me to hang on hooks in high places, for lo, he hath great power and great hunger." Their song Lucifer Sam, they sing, "Lucifer Sam, always sitting by your side, always by your side." The song The Oath by the group Merciful Fate is the actual oath a Satanist takes during a black mass ritual. Some of the lyrics: "I deny Jesus Christ the deceiver, and I abjure the Christian faith, holding in contempt all of its works. In this world I swear to give my full allegiance to its lawful master, to worship him, our Lord Satan, and no other." The song Sympathy for the Devil by the Rolling Stones is the official anthem for the Church of Satan. In it, Lucifer speaks in the first person and asks sympathy for all who meet him. Lead singer Mick Jagger claims that Anton LaVey, the founder of the Church of Satan and author of the Satanic Bible, helped inspire their music. Their album titled Their Satanic Majesty's Request leaves no doubt to their allegiance. The group Venom reveal the real reason for their music as they sing, "We're not here to entertain you. I preach the ways of Satan, answer to his calls." Their song Possessed, they sing, "Look at me, Satan's child, born of evil, thus defiled, brought to life through satanic birth, raised in hell to live on earth. I am possessed by all that is evil. The death of your God I demand, and sit at Lord Satan's left hand."
Look at me, Satan's child, born of evil, thus defiled, brought to life through the satanic birth, raised in hell to live on earth.
Friend, these are some of the most popular groups in the world. And these are not isolated cases. These are just a small drop in the bucket. This is dangerous and serious satanic worship, and rock music is filled with it. When you consider the average young person ingests 6 hours a day of this, what do you think this music is doing? According to the book Satanism in America, hardcore Satanism is, quote, "the fastest growing subculture among America's teens," unquote. Studies taken by the Georgia Police Academy revealed 90% of those involved in Satanism are teenagers. Television personality Gerardo Rivera, who explored the terrifying rise of Satanism, said, quote, "It exists and it's flourishing. It is teenagers who are most likely to fall under the spell of Satanism," unquote. Friend, these groups know perfectly well who they're serving, and they are totally dedicated to their God. In Hit Parader magazine, Bruce Dickinson of the group Iron Maiden says, quote, "We can play with conviction every night because we totally believe in the music we're performing," unquote. Like Iron Maiden's song, The Number of the Beast, in which they direct their listeners to take the mark of the beast as they sing, 666, the number of the beast, 666, the one for you and me. how serious are they? At the 1992 MTV Awards, the group Red Hot Chili Peppers, upon receiving their award and giving thanks, said, quote, "First of all, we want to thank Satan."
I'd like to, first of all, I'd like to thank Satan.
One subject that echoes throughout rock is an attack and hatred of the Lord Jesus Christ. Not once have I found an attack on Buddha or Muhammad or Allah, but they will not leave Jesus Christ alone. Why is that? Friend, because he's the right one, and he's the only one, and Satan knows it. Like the Motorhead, they sing in religion, "I don't need Jesus Christ superstar." The group Coven shows their burning hatred of Jesus Christ and blasting his death on the cross as they sing, "Christicle. If you're looking for a savior, then I've got the trick. Christicle, salvation on a stick." The group Soundgarden sings in Jesus Christ pose, "Like I need to be saved in your Jesus Christ pose." Guns N' Roses sings in Right Next Door to Hell, "Jesus, don't you get tired of turning tricks?" The group Megadeth sings in Look Down at the Cross, "Looking down the cross, bleeding from the crown, kill the king of the world to be." Jethro Tull sings hymn 43, "If Jesus saves, well, he'd better save himself." The group Unleashed in the song Crush the Skull blatantly sing of their hatred of Jesus Christ as they sing, "I gaze into his glassy eyes and pluck him by the beard. I uplift a broad axe and split open his worm-eaten skull. Crush the skull, sacrifice. Crush the skull, die Christ." Where did they get such disgusting lyrics? Straight out of the Satanic Bible, Book of Satan, Chapter 1, verse 10. Rod Stewart sings in Anarchy in the UK, "I am the Antichrist." The group Nine Inch Nails singing "Suck, I'll heal your wounds, I'll set you free. I'm Jesus Christ on ecstasy." The Jesus and Mary Chain singing UV Ray, "Broken down Jesus with a taste for trash." The popular group Danzig in their song Snakes of Christ declare their hatred for Jesus Christ as they sing, "Serpent Jesus, Snakes of Christ." Inside the album is Glenn Danzig wearing the satanic upside-down cross. Above him is proudly quoted John chapter 8, verse 44, "You are your father, the devil, and the lust of your father you will do." One of the band's logos is a demon strangling Jesus Christ with blood gushing from Jesus' eyes. And Johnny Cash has included on his latest album a song written by Satanist Glenn Danzig, and Johnny Cash has the audacity to call himself a Christian. Jimmy Buffett sings in "My Head Hurts, My Feet Stink, and I Don't Love Jesus." The group XTC sings in "Dear God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost is just somebody's unholy hopes." The group Morbid Angel sings in "Vengeance is Mine, Mote It Be, Satan's Sword I Have Become. I burn with hate to rid the world of the Nazarene." And to commit the ultimate blasphemy, they sing in the song "Blasphemy, Chant the Blasphemy, Mockery of the Messiah. We curse the Holy Ghost, blaspheme the ghost, blasphemy of the Holy Ghost." Trey Azagoth of the group Morbid Angel actually claims to be an honest-to-goodness real vampire, and while playing on stage, he actually bites himself and then drinks his own blood. Friend, the facts speak loud and clear. Satan is alive and well. To think for one second that this music is accident or trivial is just simply ridiculous. From the attack on Jesus Christ to the glorification of hell and Satan, there is an evil and guiding hand. There is no logical or rational explanation for such lyrics besides the obvious influence of Satan. And one clear message is heard over and over: Satan is after your soul. He wants you to burn in hell.
Gonna burn it.
You.
Then I want to ask you the most important question in your life. Has there come a time and place in your life when you trusted in Jesus Christ and Him alone as your personal Savior? Maybe you don't listen to rock music. You may be the best person in your neighborhood. You may even be a faithful church member, but the Bible is very clear. Jesus Christ says in Matthew chapter 12, verse 30, "He that is not with me is against me." You see, friend, when you say no to Jesus, you say yes to Satan. Yes, Satan, I will join you. I'll see you in hell. And my friend, that's a very, very serious thing to do. Friend, there is only one way out of hell, the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus says in John chapter 14, verse 6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Friend, as sure as you live and breathe, if you die without Jesus Christ, that instant you will be in hell. Friend, Jesus Christ loved you so much that He died on an old rugged cross nearly 2,000 years ago. Friend, He did that just for you. And now, friend, the next move is yours. Will you take Him? What will it be? It's either Jesus or Satan, heaven or hell. The choice is yours. You can be saved over this telephone this minute. Pray this simple prayer and mean it with all your heart. Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and unless You save me, I'm lost forever. I believe You died on the cross for me. I come to You now the best way I know how and ask You to save me. I now receive You as my Savior. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.